This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Australia's only LGBTIQ+ national news and current affairs show. Proudly sponsored by KHQ Lawyers. Passionate about being the best.
This Sunday, December 1st, is World AIDS Day. It's a day to commemorate those who have lost to HIV and to raise awareness about the work to fight stigma and end HIV transmissions. Stefan Joksik will be speaking at the Melbourne launch of World AIDS Day tomorrow. Stefan says the day is as important as ever.
It's about our history. And it's a history that crosses boundaries of gay, lesbian, queer, straight. It was a moment in history where we saw incredible mobilization around an issue, where we saw queer voices get together, share information, share resilience, share emotional support to get through the crisis. And the crisis might be over, in Australia at least, but there are still people that are living with HIV from that era, and their journey, their story is heard on that day. It's a chance for everyone in the community to hear what's happened, you know, what it was like, to also give space and remembrance to the people that died, that we lost. It was also a really interesting, politically active moment in history where we as queers, we actually made our voices heard by those, you know, running the joints. We were pushing for, you know, treatments, for a better engagement with our community. So all of these things come up in, you know, like a World AIDS Day, you know, commemoration. And I think it can show us today that we have that power and that inspiration within us, no matter what the issue might be. You know, it might pop up sooner rather than later. We had it with the same-sex marriage entire discourse, where there was so much mobilization and, you know, camaraderie within the community. So it's a solemn day as much as it's an emboldening, an empowering day.
The theme of World AIDS Day 2019 is Every Journey Counts. HIV treatment and prevention has come a long way. We've got HIV preventative medication PrEP, advancements in HIV antiretroviral therapies, and scientific confirmation that people maintaining undetectable viral loads cannot transmit HIV. Stefan says every person's journey with HIV is unique.
Well, honestly, at first, it wasn't a shock or something to cry or feel terrible over. I understood what it means to live with HIV. I'd had HIV positive boyfriends in the past. Many of my friends were positive and open about it. So initially, of course, there is every time you go and have a HIV test, there will be this trepidation.
Tonight, we're sharing two stories of people living with HIV. That was Stefan. He's a first-generation Yugoslav who became HIV positive while living in Europe. We're also hearing from Steve Spencer, a queer activist who was key in helping introduce PrEP in Australia. Steve made headlines early this year announcing he'd become HIV positive while taking PrEP. He shared with me how he's felt when he was first diagnosed.
You know, how will the test come back?
Growing up gay, I sort of had that conversation with Dr. X, Dr. Y in my head many, many, many times. And so I'd experienced, I know this sounds strange, but I think a lot of people might understand it, I'd experienced the fear of an HIV diagnosis many, many times before in my head. We've all gone in for that test and been afraid of the worst possible outcome. So in many ways, I was prepared. I think every gay man has prepared themselves one way or another to hear that news, but nothing can prepare you for it. It was absolutely devastating. And yeah, I was immensely disappointed. The first word that came out of my mouth was wow. Mainly just because of the incredible unlikelihood of that happening. Because of course, I was on PrEP, when I became HIV positive. And, I tried to figure out how it happened in my head. I just went into a state of shock. My doctor's clinic is just around the corner from my house, and I had an umbrella in my hand, and I dropped it 5 times, and I forgot I had to walk home. Actually, I didn't walk straight home. I walked to the pharmacy, got my treatment, and I took my first pill that day. I was praying that my housemate would be home so that I didn't, like, wail on the couch alone. And luckily she was home and she just held me on the couch for what felt like an eternity. Poor girl, I was sweating, crying and shaking. And, like, I'm a sweaty person at the best of times. And she just held me. It was really, really nice.
So I wasn't that disturbed, let's say, by the test results. I was really nicely guided and supported by the doctor and nurses at the clinic, and offered access to, you know, if I needed support or someone to talk to. And I did actually follow through with that. I accessed some local HIV community organizations, had a chat with them. I spoke to friends, especially, you know, HIV positive friends about, well, what is life like with, you know, a positive diagnosis? And pretty much soon after, I started antiretroviral therapy. And that was really empowering because it, meant that the virus was kept in check. My health was 100% monitored, and as time would, show us that with an undetectable viral load, I posed no risk to anyone. I'd become diagnosed before we knew that. I mean, it was known anecdotally, but there wasn't, irrefutable scientific evidence to back that up as we have now.
That was my goal. That was the only thing on my mind, was to become undetectable, because I knew that that would mean liberation again. Being diagnosed with HIV and knowing that you have a high viral load, knowing that you're infectious, knowing that you could cause someone harm is terrifying. And so I was terrified of myself. I stopped having sex, of course. That's a very normal response. I stopped seeing a lot of people. I really had to get my head in order. Like, this is a slap to the face. 2 weeks later, I'd be going to Tropical Fruits, and I spoke to my doctor and my counselor, and I'm like, this is a good idea. I just want to sort of sit at home and dwell. And they're like, no, like, go out, be yourself, be fabulous. So inevitably, I ended up in a pink thong by the pool party at Tropical Fruits, living my truest self, and loving life. But, after I came out publicly as living with HIV, a lot of people came up to me and they was like, we could tell there wasn't something wrong with you. We could tell. And not in a physical way, because, you can't tell if someone has HIV. Not anymore, anyway. And one of your biggest fears when you are living with HIV is that people can tell. That's sort of a paranoia that's attached to it. But people could tell that I was just off. I wasn't myself. I was on... I was just on autopilot, just keeping in mind that I will be undetectable, and really looking forward to that day. And I remember I went into my doctor's office, and expecting my results to be back, and like, this would be the results, and they hadn't come in. I was like, oh crap, she said, come back in 3 days, and we'll have the results. And I came in, and this is 6 weeks after my diagnosis. And she said, you're undetectable. And I was like, oh, I was so excited. And then she showed me the screen with the results on it. And, you know, it says viral load under 25. And the last time I'd seen that sheet, you know, my viral load was 28,000. And just to see that, just to see it, I just broke down. I was so happy. Happiest moment of my life was becoming undetectable. So awesome.
Both Stefan and Steve say the biggest barrier they face living with HIV is ignorance and stigma.
It really actually boils down to when I encounter discrimination and stigma, or when I have to disclose. So, you know, World AIDS Day, I think it, to me, it can also be a demystifying thing for the community to understand, you know, the reality of what HIV is today. So it's not just about commemorating what, you know, what's come before us and our elders and, you know, community that did the hard yards, but it's also here to show us that there's so much to be learned from each other and the lived experience of, you know, people living with HIV's journey and lives.
You are empowered and you are strong and you're beautiful and you're loved, but you are the beneficiary of a world's worth of work. You're the beneficiary of so much in this world you're entering. A lot of people have worked very hard for the rights that you have. A lot of people have worked very hard for you to access the HIV preventatives that you have. A lot of people have worked very hard for the pride that you hopefully have. And, you know, you've got a lot to be proud of. Acknowledge that. Contribute to it. Make the 17-year-old behind you, make their life easier. And while you're making your life easier and having fun with your own life, don't just benefit, but contribute.
Every story of people living with HIV is unique. These are just two. We'll have longer versions of both Stefan and Steve's stories on our podcast. World AIDS Day events are happening across Australia, starting with the official launch in Melbourne tomorrow morning. Head to worldaidsday.org.au for more information. You're listening to The Informer on Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.